The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Before I begin with the newscast, just want to remind everyone we've expanded our Christmas backpack campaign to include providing backpacks of food to food insecure children throughout the Red River Radio listening area, and we've partnered up with a lot of people. So the thing is, if you call in and make a contribution in support of public radio, not only will you support Red River Radio, but you'll also be helping us fill backpacks of food to insecure children over the Christmas holidays. I want to shout out to Catherine Hansen of Natchitoches and Cynthia Garner of Shreveport. They called in a little while ago and made a contribution. Thanks for your support. Now here's the news. Voter turnout for Louisiana's recent election was estimated at less than 13% statewide, according to Secretary of State Tom Shedler, whose office handles statewide elections. It cost about $6 million to hold any election, from special to presidential. The legislature is now conducting reviews of state agencies, and Secretary Shedler revealed to the House and Governmental Affairs Committee that his department is looking at a new way to encourage more voter turnout.
We're getting ready to go out on an RFP for new equipment. That document is at the division awaiting approval.
According to Secretary Shedler, the new machines are basically tablets programmed solely for use as voting machines and will give Louisiana voters a new option to cast their ballot on Election Day.
They would be able to technically vote in their precinct no matter where they are in the state of Louisiana. It's the same concept as we use in early voting.
House and Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Mike Danahay expressed his thoughts on the idea.
I think it probably would encourage voter participation.
I certainly hope so.
Louisiana has approximately 3 million registered voters. As to when you can expect to see voting tablets in use, well, stay tuned. So have you ever gotten a phone call from someone who says they're a law enforcement officer or detective and they say you need to pay a fine or you'll go to jail? Well, this would jolt anybody. But according to Lieutenant Bill Davis with Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office, these calls are scams.
But the way they want them to pay that fine is through a prepaid credit card, like a Green Dot card or other means, and the criminals will get their money and be on their merry way, and there's nothing changes with that particular person except they're out of the money.
Davis says anyone who calls you and represents themselves as a law enforcement official and says you need to pay a fine using a cash card or money order, well, that's a big red flag that it's not legitimate. And if you're still not sure, here's what you can do.
What we encourage people at that point is to go ahead, try to get the name and number of the person who's calling, and then call back to the number you know is the correct one to that particular law enforcement agency and ask them, listen, I just received a phone call about XYZ, and then go from there. And most of the time they'll say, no, we didn't call you. It's a scam.
Anyone can become a victim of a scam, ranging from police impersonators to phony sweepstakes. Lieutenant Davis says if you need to send money over the phone or pay with a cash card or money order, it's probably a scam. Never give out your bank account, credit card, or social security number. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area, 30% chance of rain today. Expect a high temperature of 50. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 44. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.